subconscious mind, as is understood by psychologists, they often conclude a different subconscious mind than the one that we are referring to here, though it is in layers. It is possible that long memories of your childhood lie dormant in your brain and are picked up as residue here. So this part of the brain is involved with storing information from a lifetime. But all that is stored is only memory that is incidental to growth, or should I say, tantamount to growth. Then they would call your subconscious mind latent memories of one's life experience. What they are not prepared to deal with, that in fact the true value of the subconscious mind, if we wish to continue to call it that, has the value of picking up universal mind. It can pick up what is called the universal collective or the unconscious collective. That term is appropriate because, as you have seen demonstrated only last evening in your time, the importance of thought and how it travels through the band, imagine how the whole world is affected as a collective consciousness, and what kind of information or clay does every human being in the world have to use to create new thoughts and ideas from. The subconscious mind that we are talking about is the one that has all of the knowledge from the time it was conceived, down the ladder of involution, and all of those levels in between. It also has memory of all the bodies that exist on that level, and it has all of the knowledge of the thrust of evolution, as well as evolution coming back up the scale, a progression of life. It knows all of that. So an individual who is going to have remarkable questions answered simply does not try to do it themselves. In other words, what they try to do, as it were, to unfretted themselves for a long enough, consistent period of time to concentrate on the problem or the model. If they do, then this will respond. Because how does a child who's gone through learning as a child to crawl, walk, eat, to be able to control their bowels, to be able to control their bladder, to learn the phonics of sound, put it together as language, to take then that language and apply it to that which is termed written letters or words that in turn represent symbols or ideas or concepts in nature? How do you take a child then that has that sort of information, that barely understood history in school, had no interest in geometry, and didn't want to understand physics? How do you get such a child who's poorly educated to contemplate on a problem and then have the problem be resolved by a brilliant model of mathematical equation? When they had in them no formal training that would have in any way intimated the probability of such a resolve, because that information didn't come from their personality. It came from their God. It came from all information. And all they did was humbly access it.